Now back to Amy and Sean.
1027 VGS.
They let someone out.
Yeah.
So after, on Friday night, I think it was Friday night, after the Savannah Bananas game, dropped off the family, got the kids, got them to bed. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to play a little poker tonight. I'm going to enjoy myself. Went to the poker room at Red Rock. A lot of people there post Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Had a great time. You've played in the poker room there before. It's fun.
Yeah. They've got a really great poker.
Someone at one of the properties hit the bad beat progressive. So like they had four like twos.
Wow.
And they got beat. Which is awful, by the way. But that'd be great for them. So I was a madhouse. It's an interesting day, a lot of characters. So I'm just sitting around right before I'm about to leave, this guy walks up to me and he shows me his phone and he says, Hey, is this you? I'm like, excuse me. And I look down and it's a picture of me and my former co-host at the TV station back when I was on Channel 13. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. That is me. He's like, I knew it was you. I've seen you play here before. Mm-hmm. And I used to watch you all the time in prison.
That's awesome.
Now, what's the first question that comes to your mind?
Why did you go to prison?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did I ask? No.
Why?
Because I don't want to die. I don't know why he was in. Was he in for, for tax evasion? Okay, great. Were you a jaywalker? Awesome. Or is that one person that asked too many questions that you put over a roof?
I don't know. I would have asked 100%. I would have lost sleep.
I was just like, wow. Well, thank you. I don't know what was worse, watching the show or being in prison. That's the joke I said. You, especially at the other station, they love Coyote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love Coyote.
Yeah, for sure. I had, but also just jail is so interesting to me. All of it, I don't want to go because I would not survive. But I had somebody call me and said, jail. Right on it, like for the caller ID, and it said a collect call from whatever. I'm like, yeah, accept, of
here?
Course.
Or on your cell
phone.
On your cell phone. What?
So I was so hype. I'm like, I'm somebody's one call right now. So I, of course, accept the charges or whatever. And the guy says, I said, hello. He said, Jose, and I'm like, immediately have to get my guy.
Way.
And I said, and I go, yeah. He said, Jose, and I was like, yes. And then he hung up. And then he hung up.
Really?
Yes. So I felt bad because I was that one call and it was obviously the wrong number. So I still, that was like 2 years ago and I still feel bad. Like, I hope he got another chance to call somebody else.
Do you think it was a listener, though?
No, I don't think so.
That makes sense.
But, it's very interesting when people from the big house are listening.
Have you ever gotten contacted by anyone to be that one call? Or, other than that?
No.
On a friend? No? Mm-mm. Nothing?
No.
Who was your one call when you were down there in California?
It wasn't my husband, because he was like, don't call me.
Yes, sir.
I will not.
No, sir.
Me.
You can take her. That's exactly how that went.
I know. Yeah, it is very, very interesting, though. I just actually had a listener yesterday at Smith's. Roman and I, our usual Sunday, getting groceries. And this woman and her mom came up to me, and she said, I listen to you guys every morning, but I have to tell you, I didn't recognize you first. I recognized Roman first. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it is her. kids are more famous than me.
You know what? Let's just put it out there. If there are any prisoners listening right now, or former prisoners, 702-597-1027. If you call collect, I will accept the charges.
Absolutely.
And by I mean the Beasley Media Group.
Yes.
I will not be paying that bill. I'm just curious, if you did serve time before, are you offended when somebody, when you tell them that you've served in prison, are you offended when they ask why?
I just don't think that I mean, I don't know, I hope not, because that's the first thing I would always
It's the
say.
First thing anyone would ever think.
Yeah, why were you in?
It's like saying, I set a Guinness World Record.
And then say, okay, right. Okay, cool.
I need to know. Wow, that's incredible. Like, I'd see, it's just kind of like, what are you in for? It's just, curiosity.
Yes.
Anyways, if that man is listening, you're very handsome, and please don't hurt me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.